Praise the Lord, brethren. This message is about the mystery of Emmanuel. Now, this is a great mystery revealed in Scripture. However, it's not easily explainable. The mystery of Emmanuel is hard to understand because the fullness of it is hidden in Christ and with His ultimate return. But however, we have the Holy Spirit, and thanks be to God that we have His Word on this mystery, and we have the Holy Spirit that will teach us about this mystery. So I encourage you to open up your hearts and your minds to the Spirit of Christ to help you understand and take us on the journey so we can appreciate this mystery more and express and live out this mystery of Emmanuel, that God is in our midst. The book of John, in John, John begins his introduction into this mystery, or of this mystery, by making these declarations in John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. In John 1, 2, 3, John says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made, and without Him nothing was made that has been made." This is John's introduction of the mystery of Emmanuel. The Word is God. The Word here he's speaking about is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Almighty Creator, infinite in existence, the one that has all fullness, was in the beginning with God. He manifests no lack, creating everything which exists in the spirit and in the natural. That's John's introduction of this mystery of Emmanuel. And it's good for us to start here so that we can appreciate the majesty and the glory of what the Holy Spirit is trying to teach us about the mystery of Emmanuel. Amen. Then in verse 14, if we drop down to verse 14, John 1:14, it continues to unveil this mystery. He says in most simplistic way, and by the way, there's nothing simple or nothing common about this mystery. John 1:14 simply says, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." So John says to us, that very excellence of God, that very glory, that very Word of God has now clothed Himself in humanity. God with us, Emmanuel, clothing Himself with humanity. So the Word became finite, that mystery of Emmanuel. He became finite, took on humanity for the purpose of death, that He might redeem man. Now, once that happens, it fulfilled what is prophesied in Isaiah 7:14, and also was confirmed in Matthew 1:22-23. So if you jump with me, go with me quickly to Isaiah 7:14. As the Holy Spirit continues to guide us into a further or better understanding of this mystery of Emmanuel. "Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel." This is the first time Scripture mentions the word or the name Emmanuel. God is with His people. The Lord Himself will give us a sign. The virgin is with child. The virgin is with child. That's a big mystery right there. The virgin is with child. And this is, I'm saying this for to help you appreciate this mystery of Emmanuel. That the virgin is with child. Obviously, for the virgin to be with child, it has to be an act of God. It's an act of God. A virgin conceives by the power of God, and the child is born. Now, who is this child? This child represents God's incarnate presence with His people, Emmanuel. That child is Emmanuel. God is with His people. For the birth of this child is not of human will or desire, but by an act and power of God. Praise God. So the birth of this child, the birth of Jesus Christ, is that incontrovertible evidence of Emmanuel. It's a witness beyond reproach, a testimony of testimonies that God is now with His people. Emmanuel has come to be. And this is further solidified in Matthew 1:22-23. And so, for the Holy Spirit now is going to solidify this in our minds that this is Christ. Let us read Matthew 1:22-23. He says, "So all this was done, all what was done, the birth of Jesus Christ, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us." Praise God. So you see, now Matthew is confirming Isaiah 7:14. And Matthew confirms Isaiah 7:14 because of the record of the birth of Jesus Christ. So the birth of Christ is a revelation, or the further revelation of validity that God is with us. God is in the midst of his people. Emmanuel has come to abide with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And now describing this mystery even further, because like I said earlier, the mystery is locked up in Christ. Christ Jesus, taking on humanity. Now, Isaiah 9:6 further describes this mystery for us. It gives us a further insight into this mystery. So in Isaiah 9:6, we read, "For unto us a child is born." Unto us a child is born. What? The virgin is with child. But a son is given. It's not just that a child is born, but a son has been given to us. A son. Whose son is this? The Son of God. The mystery. So the mystery continues. The mystery continues. The mystery continues to the glory and the praise of God. The mystery continues. The mystery continues by the praise and the glory of Yahweh. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Glory to the Most High God." Our Emmanuel is sovereign. By this account of Isaiah 9:6, we find that our Emmanuel is sovereign God. Watch now what happens. Our Emmanuel is sovereign because the government is upon his shoulder. Our Emmanuel is sovereign because he is the Wonderful Counselor. He is sovereign. Our Emmanuel, God that is with us, is the Mighty God. He is the Everlasting Father. He is also the Prince of Peace. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. So, Emmanuel is not an ordinary mystery. This is a great mystery. This is a great mystery. The birth of this child, rendering him all the titles that go for God, is the mystery of Emmanuel. And again, if you go to 1 Timothy 3:16, he says, "And without controversy." I like the way he puts it, without controversy. In other words, in spite of what you might think or feel, in spite of you, great is this mystery of godliness. Mystery of godliness associated with the mystery of Emmanuel. Watch. That what? That God was manifested in the flesh. The mystery of godliness. The mystery of Emmanuel. God is manifested in the flesh. Praise God. Justified in the Spirit. Seen by angels. Preached among the Gentiles. Believed on in the world. And received up in glory. The mystery of Emmanuel. And I like this verse in 1 Timothy 3:16 because it helps you. If you allow the Holy Spirit is going to expand. It's going to expand your concept of Emmanuel, your understanding of this Emmanuel. The Holy Spirit is about to broaden it because I believe the Lord wants to bring us to a place of greater appreciation for Emmanuel, so that as a matter of lifestyle, we will know how to celebrate Emmanuel. Quite frankly, you know, this is Christmas period. This is December, and the world celebrates Christmas, or the birth of Christ, on December 25th. Now, for me, it's a mixed bag for me. On the one hand, I thank God that there is a day and a month, a moment where we're trying to recognize this amazing birth of Emmanuel, God that is with us, God's witness, incontrovertible witness that He is with us, Emmanuel. But also, I kind of shy away from all the things that are associated with this because I find idolatry coming into the celebration of this great mystery of Emmanuel. You know, we can't associate idolatry with this great mystery of Emmanuel. So all I'm saying is that be wise in how you want to celebrate the birth of Emmanuel. Be wise. It's a great mystery. Praise God. Now, for me also, I believe that the name Emmanuel is not as much a name that has been given to Christ. In other words, Emmanuel is not a name that we put on a banner, we put on a sticker and put it on the wall, and we say Jesus is our Emmanuel, or we call him Emmanuel. It's not to have songs of Emmanuel. They're all good, but Emmanuel is more than that. It's more than that. I want you to think of Emmanuel as a mystery that is revealed and a mystery that continues to be revealed. It's a mystery that begins, let me tell you something, according to John, we read, it's a mystery that begins with his nature as God, Emmanuel's nature as God. And he continues to his conception by the Holy Spirit in the Virgin's womb. And then he continues to his birth. And he continued with his words and with his works on earth, inclusive of his crucifixion. And he continues, Emmanuel's mystery includes his death. It includes his burial. It includes his resurrection. The mystery of Emmanuel continues to inclusive of the coming of the Holy Spirit. That's part of the mystery of Emmanuel. And eventually the return of Jesus Christ to establish his kingdom on earth. So I'm saying all of this to help you appreciate this great mystery of Emmanuel. I want the Holy Spirit to expand your horizon or scope of understanding of Emmanuel. It's not just, as I said, it's not a title of Jesus Christ we put on a banner and hang up. It's a mystery that must be revealed in us. It's a mystery we have to appreciate, imbibe, and allow to rule our lives and manifest in our lives and guide our very existence. Why? Because God is with us. It's not a joke. It's not a play. God is with his people. God is with us. God is really with us. Praise God. Now, you also have to understand that when you think about Emmanuel, you know, that God is with us, when you think about what that means, doesn't it remind you of how close God is with his people? He underscores the closeness that God wants with his people. God has always wanted to be intimate with the people. Quite frankly, God wants to be very invasive in our lives. This is his original plan before the counterfeit came. And Satan does the same thing. He counters that. He wants to be invasive as well in our lives. But this is God's plan, to be close to us. Emmanuel, God is with us, gives us access to the divine nature of God because his presence is with us. Why is that so? Because in Emmanuel, the fullness of the Godhead dwells in bodily form. And it says in Scripture, it gives us access to that fullness to all who are found in him. So Emmanuel gives access to all who follow him to the divine. He will give you access to the divine. The reality of Emmanuel is what I'm saying. Gives you access to the divine. It gives you access to the divine nature of God. So the infinite, unreachable God is now reachable and accessible to us. Why? Because of Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us. He's close. He's now reachable. Go with me to Colossians 2, 9 and 10. Let's see what the Bible says to us here. Colossians 2, verse 9 and 10 says, For in Christ, in Jesus Christ, that is all the fullness all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. And you have been made complete in Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. Praise God. You see that? So not only will Emmanuel give us access, it is actually more than that. He came as Emmanuel so that now he can live with us so that we can live in him. He's now God. Emmanuel is with us so that we can abide in Emmanuel. We can abide in Emmanuel. Anyone who abides in Emmanuel will abide in the expressions of the reality of Emmanuel. So the Son of God became the Son of Man that he might change us into the children of God and give us a place in our Creator, our Maker God. So when you think about it, what does that mean? It means simply that Emmanuel is actually giving us audience into the presence of God as children of God. We now have audience with God because of Emmanuel. I'm saying the scope of Emmanuel to us is unimaginable. It's not easily explainable. But the Holy Spirit is guaranteed to take us into the understanding we need to have about Emmanuel. And as I said earlier, the purpose of this message is really to broaden our scope of understanding, our scope of truth regarding the mystery of Emmanuel, so that we can appreciate it better and be able to express that mystery in our lives, through our lives and in our words. So when we get audience with God, what does that mean? It gives us access. Hebrews 4, 12 and 16 bears witness to this. 12 to 16 bears witness to this. Watch this. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, for the word, think about John chapter 1, verse 1. The word. Think about John chapter 1, verse 14. The word became flesh. For the word, Emmanuel is living and active. The word is living and active. So Emmanuel, guess what? Is living and active. Like I said, Emmanuel is not something we put on a banner and hang it up. Emmanuel is alive. Emmanuel is active. Emmanuel is present. Do you understand the reality of the Emmanuel that is with you? He says that if the word is sharper than a double-edged sword, it pierces even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and exposed before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Think about this reality. This reality. The nature and mission of Emmanuel is so invasive. It's very invasive. It has always been God's intention to dwell with his people. God wants to be involved with every detail of our existence. And always remember the presence of Emmanuel everywhere you are. You must remember the presence of Emmanuel. Emmanuel is always with you. He is Emmanuel to us in the natural, and he is also Emmanuel to us in the spirit. He is always Emmanuel. God is with us. And his presence is invasive, as we read in Hebrews 4:12-13. It's living and active. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It handles everything that affects your soul, affects your spirit, affects your body, affects your mind, past, present, and future. Emmanuel, God is with us to handle all of that, to bring it subject to the reality of Emmanuel with us. You know, this is what gave Israel distinction from all the other nations, that God is with them. God is for them. When God is with you, the implication there is also that God is for you. That's where Israel has its claim. God says, I'm with you. You're my people. Praise God. Then in verse 14, he says, therefore, since we have a great high priest, who is that great high priest we have? Emmanuel. Do you see the reality of what he's saying here? Your high priest. Sometimes we think about Jesus as our high priest that is in heaven. But our high priest is still with us. Our high priest is still with us, and he still stands as our intermediary between us and God. Praise God. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, our Emmanuel has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. So let us hold firmly to what we profess. He says, be unshakable, be unmovable, stand firm, for your Emmanuel is with you. Do not quit, do not give up, do not relent, press forward. Why? Emmanuel is with you. Hold fast to it, because the reality of Emmanuel is with you. As I said, it starts with his nature as God, and it continues all the way till he returns and establishes his new kingdom on earth. He is with us. Praise the name of Jesus. Verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who was tempted in every way that we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of our need. We need to embrace the reality of the mystery of Emmanuel. Emmanuel is with us daily. Emmanuel has promised he will never leave us nor forsake us. Emmanuel is present with us today. And he says he will not leave us. He will remain present always to pardon our sins, to forgive our sins. Emmanuel will be there when we need sanctification. When you need strength, he's your strength. You need someone to defend you, he is there. You need a guide, Emmanuel is there. When you are down, Emmanuel is there. When life is sweet, Emmanuel is there. On the mountaintop, Emmanuel is there. In the valley, your Emmanuel is still there. It doesn't matter what the condition of life is. Emmanuel, God is with you. It's a promise. It's a reality that can be changed. God is with his people. For joy, in sickness, in health, in conditions beyond our control, Emmanuel is there. And he is with us. He is with us today by his Spirit. For he left, but he gave us that comforter. That's why he's called a comforter. He's called an advocate. He is with us by his Spirit. He is with us in his word. He is with us. The divine presence of God, Emmanuel, the divine presence of God, Emmanuel, is with his people. As many that will go to God through Jesus Christ. As many that go to God through Jesus Christ, Emmanuel is with you. Go with me. Go with me to Isaiah 43:2. I want to go deeper on this. Go with me to Isaiah 43, chapter 2. This is an amazing scripture because it says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched. The flames will not set you ablaze. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Now, understand this. Emmanuel does not mean, because the presence of God is with us, because God is with us, it's not the same as saying that we will not have trouble in life. You cannot equate that to be absence of challenges and troubles and all of that. It's not true. But rather, Isaiah 43:2 tells us, not if you go through fire and troubles and all of that. Isaiah 43 says, when you go through it. Alright? So when you go through it, and as long as you're living, it's not a matter of if, it's when you go through what you go through. Some people are going through their own fire. Some people are going through their own waters. Everyone has something they're going through. So Bible is making a promise that when you go through deep waters, Emmanuel is there. God is with you. He says, when you go through the rivers, Emmanuel is with you. When you go through the fire, Emmanuel is with you. When you go through your challenges, Emmanuel with you, so that you are not scorched, so that the flames will not set you back and destroy you, so that the rivers will not overwhelm you. Emmanuel is there to make sure that no matter what we have to face in life, that they will not have the ultimate answer about how we will live and end up. Emmanuel, because God is with us, He has the final say over everything that comes about in our lives. Praise Jesus. When you think about fire, you must recall the three Hebrew boys. Emmanuel was in their situation. And Emmanuel is the one that guaranteed them victory. Okay? And Emmanuel will always guarantee you victory. But again, do not equate his presence also to mean absence of trials and conflicts. Always remember that. The presence of God, Emmanuel does not mean you won't have troubles and trials. I've said that before and I'm repeating it for emphasis. Emmanuel guarantees us this. He guarantees us that God will be present with us in the midst of it. He will remain with us. And He will not quit. Just like He did with the three Hebrew boys. If you go with me to Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. And then verse 24 to 25. Then this mystery of Emmanuel is revealed. You see, in the Old Testament, when this mystery was being revealed, the fuller meaning and understanding of it was not yet given until Christ came. So even for the king at that time and for the people at that time, they were still scratching their head trying to understand what does this mean. But now that we have the New Testament, we have a better clarity, not the fullness of it, but a better clarity towards understanding it. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. I love this. Why do you think they don't have a need to answer? Because they knew Emmanuel was with them. They knew that Emmanuel had the final say. They knew that Emmanuel never leaves nor forsakes them. And so sometimes when things are coming against you, instead of working up a frenzy or being so angry and upset, you know what? You sit back and rest because you know that in the midst of that, Emmanuel is with you. And then you are attentive to what Emmanuel would do. The Hebrew boys are simply being attentive to Emmanuel and they're not being attentive to the king. How do I say that? Watch what next they said to the king. He says, the God whom we serve exists. If the God whom we serve exists, then He is able to deliver us from the blazing fiery furnace and from your hand, O king. But even if he does not deliver us, that is, let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden statue you have set up. You watch what's happening here? The three Hebrew boys rested their case because they understood that Emmanuel is with them. And because Emmanuel is with them, they were paying attention to Emmanuel rather than the king. Brethren, we need to learn how to appreciate the Emmanuel that is with us, to pay more attention and focus on Emmanuel and ignore the king. You see, sometimes we pay so much attention to the king and we ignore Emmanuel. And say, once you begin to pay more attention to the king, then we begin to resort to reason. And we ignore Emmanuel. But let us become like the three Hebrew boys. When the situation comes, pay attention to the reality of the mystery of Emmanuel that is with you. You will get a chuckle in your spirit. And you will find rest for your soul. And you will find the words, the right words, the right expressions of Emmanuel at that moment. Because you see, the three Hebrew boys were no longer expressing themselves. They were expressing the reality of Emmanuel that is with us, with them. That mystery of Emmanuel, because they rested in it, is now manifesting itself both in their words and in their actions. Bless God. And so you know the rest of the story. The boys were thrown into the fire, the burning furnace that was supposed to destroy them. They were bound with their clothes and all of that. They did all they had to do to make sure that the fury and the fire of hell consumed them. But watch what happens. Go to verse 24. Suddenly, what happens? Suddenly, King Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and asked his advisors, did we not throw three men firmly bound into the fire? Certainly, O king, they answered. Look, he exclaimed, I see four men, unbound and unharmed, walking around in the fire, and the fourth looks like the Son of God. Praise God. Who was the fourth person in the fire? Who? No, it's Emmanuel. It's the reality of Emmanuel in the fire. The reality of Emmanuel is with us in the fire. The reality of Emmanuel is with us in health and in sickness. That reality of Emmanuel is with us when life is good or when life is bad. The reality of Emmanuel is manifest and seen according to John, and we know that he is the sovereign God. Isaiah 9:6 speaks of him as God. John chapter 1 verse 1 and 2 calls him God. Since that reality of God is with us, the reality of Emmanuel is with us, it's that reality that we need to begin to rest in and rest our soul in and become more conversant with and allow to impose and be intrusive in all that we are, in our spirit, soul and body, so that we can become the expressions of that fourth person that is in our midst, like the Hebrew boys. Paying attention to Emmanuel and not to the idolatry that is associated with the birth of Christ. Giving heed to the reality of Emmanuel and not the invasive nature of the works of flesh and darkness. Because the truth is, Emmanuel is God with us. Emmanuel is God with us. And Jesus Christ, before he departed earth, so that we can continue to understand this reality of the mystery of Emmanuel, that the one who made us is with us, that the creator of the heaven and earth is with us, that the judge of heaven and earth is with us, that the final arbiter over all things is with his people, that the presence that is divine is with us, that access we have in fullness in Christ is with us. Jesus Christ, before he departed, promised what? I will come back. I will leave you as orphans. My spirit now will dwell in you. You see, Jesus says it's necessary for him to go. Because if he doesn't go, the promise of the Father will not come. But if I go, I'm going to send you that promise. Bless God. Jesus was not going because he was weak. This is for our own good, he said. Because the reality of the presence of God now can reach billions of people simultaneously, as many that come to God through Jesus Christ, that reality of the presence of God, of Emmanuel, is their portion. What a wonderful Savior we have. What a loving God we have. That Emmanuel is available to billions who will come to God through Jesus Christ. So in John 16:7, Jesus says, "But I tell you the truth, it is for your benefit that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Bless the name of Jesus. And he has sent the advocate. The advocate has come. It has come. The spirit of truth, Emmanuel, the reality of God is with us, continues. John 16:12-15 says, "I still have much to tell you about this mystery of Emmanuel, about me, about what this is all about. It's a mystery, but you can't bear it. You cannot yet bear to hear it. Sorry. However, when the spirit of truth comes, Emmanuel, the reality of Emmanuel continues through the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth." And this day, as you're listening to this message, the Spirit is guiding you into the reality, into the truth that Emmanuel is with us. God is in the midst of his people. He says, "For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears. And he will declare to you what is to come. And he will glorify me by taking from what is mine and disclosing it to you. Everything that belongs to the Father is mine. And that is why I said that the Spirit will take from what is mine and disclose it to you." Glory to God in the highest. So the mystery has not departed. Rather, Jesus, in his generosity, in the generosity of our God, that mystery now reaches billions of people simultaneously, as I said earlier. Bless God, bless his holy name, that through the Holy Spirit, the Emmanuel is with us. the presence of God, the fourth person in the midst of the fire that the Hebrew boys were in. And that's why it is brilliant what God has done with you. Emmanuel is with you. That's why when one plus God is majority, one with God is majority, one with Emmanuel is majority. You with the mystery of Emmanuel, you've become the majority. Why wouldn't you be the majority? The Emmanuel is the author and the finisher of all things. Blesses God. Acts 2:33 says, exalted then to the right hand of God, speaking of Jesus, he received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured it out. Poured out what you see and hear. What you see and hear in the book of Acts chapter 2. That's the presence of Emmanuel. The mystery of Emmanuel was manifest with such great power, such great zeal, that everyone around was confused and said, what is going on? What type of people are this? No. Peter is saying to us, this is the mystery of Emmanuel. God is with us. God is with his people. That's the mystery that we carry. That's the mystery that he's given us. That God is with you. That the outpouring of the presence, the glory, the majesty of the Most High God, that presence is with his people. Emmanuel. Let us celebrate Emmanuel. Celebrate him as you celebrate Christmas. Celebrate him in the month of December. Celebrate him every month of the year. Celebrate Emmanuel. God is with you. You go to sleep, celebrate him. You wake up, you celebrate him. If life is good, celebrate Emmanuel. If life is sour, celebrate Emmanuel. Come close to Emmanuel. Encounter Emmanuel. And you shall be like the four Hebrew boys. You shall be like Daniel. Your face shall be flint because of the presence of Emmanuel. Glory to God in the highest. And I close with this. I close with this. Matthew chapter 1 begins to tell us, God is now with us. God is with us. Emmanuel is born. And at the end of the book of Matthew, he says, go, lo, I will always be with you. God is now with us. And he ends Matthew by saying, Matthew 28, I will always be with you. God bless you as you celebrate your Emmanuel. Hallelujah.